Well, God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's Monday, the 10th of April, 2017, and another fellowship, and I'm really excited. We've done got a lot of work accomplished in the back garden. Still quite a way to go to do things, but God has been blessing us, and, you know, as it says, the just shall live by faith, and really I believe God for the stuff, the materials that we got. The slabs, the patio slabs we've got, they're worth like £4 each, and I walked into the company and I prayed to God about it first, and I got the idea to ask them, do you have any half pallets or leftovers, patios that, you know, different pallets that we can put together and then mix and match. And even though these they did, they were still like £4, but I asked, look, can you do them for £1 each? So they had to speak to their general manager, and they got back to me and they worked it out that they can do it for £1.25 each. So, you know, I prayed to God about it. I gave it to the Father. I expected that to happen for me, even though they were that expensive. But because they had, it was the last in the range of what they're doing, and they're bringing another range in, I was able to get those pallets or those patio slabs so that we can begin the job. And so everything we do is by faith. You know, we can believe God in every situation that we're faced in. But that's not what I'm teaching on tonight. What I'm teaching on tonight is our redemption. And, you know, because God has provided redemption for mankind through the death, burial, resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we made Jesus Christ our Lord, we became redeemed, okay? Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, the power from on high, and we got the gift of eternal life. So the burden of your salvation and my salvation is not on our backs. It was on the back of Jesus Christ, and he paid for that salvation. So redemption essentially means deliverance from death by the means of payment of a very high price. So if you go to 1 Peter chapter 1, we're going to go through the scriptures, because we want to see what God says about our redemption, not what man says, not what religion says, but what does the Word of God say, what Jesus Christ accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. Okay, because a lot of people say to me, and have said to me in the past, how can you be a Christian? Now look at all the things that you've done, and the things that you've said, and how you used to be. You know, you ain't no Christian. But like I say to them, look, I'm saved, not because I'm good. I'm saved because Jesus Christ is good, and what he done. And how did I know that? Because I know what the Word says. And we've got to come back to the Word of God, and see what God says. Let God define what redemption is. We don't let anybody else define what redemption is. Let's see what we need to let the Word of God speak. So in 1 Peter chapter 1, we're going to read verses 18 and 19. And it says, for as such as you know, that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain or empty conversation or behavior, received by the traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He was perfect in everything. Jesus Christ, he was tempted in all things like as we are, yet without sin. Right? He was perfect before the Father. And he was the perfect sacrifice for us. He laid down his life. He gave his life up. It wasn't taken from him. Okay? And he was completely obedient to the Father. And we can walk in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ, not because of us or anything that we've done, but because of what he's accomplished for us. In Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse 30, you might just want to write these down. It says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. When you confess with your mouth, Romans 10, 9 and 10, where it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you said that, when you believed that, you were filled with Holy Spirit, and it's sealed up. Like a can of beans, it's sealed up until you open it, right? And until the day of redemption. So God has put his deposit in us, which is Holy Spirit. When Christ gathers the church, that's being redeemed. So it's like if I went into a shop and I see this nice mobile phone and it's £100, but I've only got £50. I go in there, I say, I want this phone, I put a deposit on it. Would you let me put a deposit on it? They say, yes, so £50. No one else can buy that phone because I put a deposit on it. And when I come back with the other £50, I redeem it to myself, right? So God has put that deposit in you, okay? And you are redeemed, okay? There's a redemption on you, okay, which is the gift of Holy Spirit. And it's sealed up until that time that Christ gathers the church, okay? When he comes and we're gathered together to meet him in the air. Isn't that a wonderful reality, right? No one can take the Holy Spirit out of you. God will not take it out of you. He can't, because he's not a man that he should lie. He doesn't go back on what he's done, right? It's cost him the life of his son. He doesn't want to lose you, and he's not going to lose you because he's got his deposit in you, because you believed. The only thing that you ever had to do was believe. Jesus Christ done all the hard work, all right? He done the work. He done the suffering. He suffered hours. He was tortured. He was dragged, okay, to the place where he was crucified. He was nailed. He was scorned. He was humiliated. He spilt his blood. And he completed everything. He knew when it was done, when he completed everything the Father wanted him to do, he gave up the ghost. He said, it is finished. And for us today, it is finished in Christ. Okay, and when we're walking in the realities of who we are in Christ and what Christ has redeemed us from, and when we begin to understand that we can truly walk with great confidence because we know what God says about us. And this is just the wonderful realities of it. But if you're a believer, born again of the Spirit of God, but you don't know these truths from reality, then you're going to get beaten around, okay? Because you don't know what's been done for you. And God doesn't want you ignorant of these things. He doesn't want you void of understanding. But that's why he's given us his word, so that we can know these truths and realities of what Christ done, what he suffered. Okay, the blood he shed, the sacrifice that had to be made, and that the Father was pleased in him, and that God raised him up from the dead. Okay, and God sent Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, so that we could have eternal life, that we could have power from on high to live in that power. If the world is beating you down, it's because we need to walk in that power of the gift of Holy Spirit. And we also need to know what the word says about us, who we truly are. And in the Romans chapter 3, I'd like you to go to Romans chapter 3, because these are just beautiful, beautiful records. And I could have started anywhere with these scriptures, but I put them in this order as I believe God wanted me to do it. And in Romans chapter 3, verse 24, it says, being justified freely by his grace. Grace is God's unmerited divine favour. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. This word justified is like righteous. Being righteous, that means that you can, you know, because we're justified, we can stand in the presence of God like we've never sinned. Not in our own strength, but because of what Christ done. God doesn't see you as a sinner. He sees you as a son or a daughter of his. Because you've received that gift of Holy Spirit. You believed on his only son. Okay? His only son and his works, what he done. So being justified freely. Why is it free? Because Jesus Christ paid for it. Through the shedding of his blood, through his his life, what he done, giving up of his life. So being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, in him. Everything we got is in him. It's not in you. It's not in me. It's not in the Roman Catholic Church. It's not in the local fellowships. It's in him. Isn't it beautiful? See how free you really are? You've been set free. You've been set free from the adversary, Satan. You've been delivered from the powers of darkness through what Jesus Christ done. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Another wonderful record. And if you've got a concordance, or you've got Esau, you can put that word redemption, redeemed. It'll show you all the places. And the meanings of it as well, if you look up the Greek word. And it's for you to get a thorough understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 says, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Is in Christ we are made the wisdom of God, the righteousness of God, the sanctification. We've been set apart from this earth for heaven, right? To be in the presence of God. Don't forget, before you were born again, you were separated from God. I was separated from God. We all were. Okay, but Jesus Christ broke down the wall of partition, okay, between Jews, Gentiles, and he put everything in its right order. And to those that believe in his works. And redemption. Sanctification and redemption. So you are righteous. You are justified. Okay? You are sanctified. You are redeemed. These are sonship rights. You are righteous before God. Okay? You are justified before God. Why? Because Jesus Christ, okay, he paid the price for your punishment. We were all destined for hell. But he took that punishment upon him. It's absolutely wonderful. You're free. No one could put anything on you. Because Jesus Christ took it all off you. And when we're in him, we can walk in this freedom. We can walk in this power. We can walk in these redemption realities in our life. Ephesians 1, chapter 7. Let's look at some more records here. It says, in whom? Christ. We have redemption through his blood. He shed his blood. Right? You've been bought with a price. You're not your own. The forgiveness of sins. He's done it once and for all. According to the riches of his grace. God's unmerited divine favour. You have the forgiveness of sins. Past, present and future. There's no more sacrifice for sin. It's all been done. It's all been paid for. So we should walk in that fullness and that newness of life. That Christ has made available for us. But if we don't know what the Word of God says about it, if we, the way you get to understand it is by going to the Word. And God is working in you and he'll give you the understanding if you really want to know. See, the Word of God is for those that really want to know. Having a relationship with God is for those that want to have a relationship with God. And you can go as far with God as you want to go. You can, all these realities of who you are in Christ can become living in our lives. But we've got to take the Word of God seriously. We've got to take God seriously. We've got to see his Word above our own words and the words of men and the words of women and the words of religion and the words of organisations and the words of our family that have torn us down instead of building us up. Mm. The only thing that truly builds you up is God's Word. Okay, and God is with us today. And he wants his kids walking in power and authority, knowing who they are, knowing what's been done for them, knowing what's been accomplished in Christ. Colossians 1:14 says, did I read? Yeah, I did. Colossians 1:14, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. See, we've got an inheritance. The Bible says in Romans 8 that we are heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ. So everything the Father has, we are heirs of. And we're joint heirs. We have a full share or a part share with Jesus Christ. Yeah? So it's like a family. If there's two in your family, you and your brother. Okay? And then there's your mum and your dad. And they die. They got an estate that they're going to leave behind, whether it's little or much. That's going to be divided. You are joint heirs to what they've got. We are joint heirs to what God has for us. And it's accomplished through Christ. You didn't have to do nothing for it. It's free. The forgiveness of sins is free. Eternal life is free. But if we want to walk in the power of what's been made available to us, we got to come to the Word. We got to apply ourselves with what God says we are. We got to believe it. We got to get into relationship. It's been made available that we can have such a powerful relationship with God. And, you know, we can be walking in those signs, miracles and wonders. Because God wants us to demonstrate his power on the earth so that people can see his goodness and his love and his light living in us. That's where it should be. But if we're too concerned with what our friend says, what our neighbour says, what our parents say, what our siblings say, if they don't believe, then we're never going to walk in the fullness of who we truly are in Christ, what's been made available through it. And this stuff is important for you. It's important for me. And it's important that we go to the Word and find these things out. Hebrews chapter 9. And you'll love this. We've got to get focused with God. And you know, the desires. We ask God to help us to focus. We ask God to for His desires in our heart. And that we know that when we're in Christ, okay, when we're in Him, He's in us, but we need to be in Him. We need to have that spiritual food for our minds. We don't want to be weak. We want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We've got to get ourselves in the know. In Hebrews 9, verse 12, it says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Not just for a part time, but eternal redemption. Before, under the law of Moses, the high priest could go into the holies of holies, and he would have to do that every year for the sins of himself and for the sins of the people, right? And make sacrifices there. Jesus Christ entered into the real holies of holies, into the presence of God, okay? And He done it once and for all. He's not going in and out each year. He's done it. It's complete. It's finished. The work's finished. You're forgiven. Romans 1:8 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. If you're condemning yourself, stop. The only reason why you condemn yourself is you don't know what the Word says. And we've got to get back to what does the Word say. And if we do something wrong in our walk, and we know it's wrong, then we just go to the Father. Father, I thank You that I am righteous. I thank You that I'm forgiven. I thank You that I am blessed. And then you forsake it and then keep moving on. And if you make the mistake, same as you can get. See, God has given us power to overcome sin. It's not in your strength you're going to overcome it, but when you're in Him, you overcome it. It's just so beautiful. He's made it easy for us. Jesus Christ said, come unto Me, all you that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me. For My yoke is easy and My burdens are light. He's done everything for you. Any burdens that you're carrying around your neck right now don't belong on you. They belong on the shoulders of Jesus Christ because He bore everything for us. So if you're feeling heavy laden, say, Lord Jesus, I give You these burdens. You take them off Me. Father, I thank You that it's done in Christ. They're not my burdens, they're Yours. And, you know, and just walk in who You truly are. It's beautiful. Verse 15. And for this cause, He, Jesus Christ, is the mediator of the New Testament, the New Covenant, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, the law of Moses, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. We have eternal life. It's not going to be robbed from you. You're not going to lose your salvation like people say, some people teach you're going to lose your salvation. It's impossible. That makes God a liar. God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. Have He not said it, and shall He not make it good? It's not in our strength. We don't have to keep rules and regulations. But we follow God from the heart. We love Him with all our heart, soul, mind and strength. We love our neighbour as ourselves. We treat people how we want to be treated and better. You've got to love yourself. And when you start loving yourself, because you start to realise who you truly are in Christ. Not who you are in your family. Or who you are in your dad or your mum or your brother or your sisters. Who you identify yourself with. We need to identify ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ. His accomplished work. That's who we really are now. That's the truth of it. If you're born again of God's Spirit, that's the truth of it. That's the real realities of it. And then we need to start saying what God says we are. If someone says you're a nincompoop, for an example, you just refute it. Even if you are acting like a nincompoop, You are a son and daughter of God. You are righteous. You are justified. You are sanctified. You are redeemed. You've got deliverance. You've got health. You've got an abundance. You've got an eternal life. Okay? You are well pleased in the eyes of the Father. And your walk, see, your standing before God is always a son or daughter. Sometimes our state, where our minds are not lined up with that. But as soon as you put your mind back to God and say, Father, help me here, He's with you. He's never... We may walk a million miles away, but it only takes one step to come back. And the reason why, because God has never left our sight. He says He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. It says that in Psalms. So, are you redeemed? Yeah, so say it. Say, hey, buddy, I'm redeemed. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. I've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. That's also in Colossians. We've been delivered from the powers of darkness. Satan is under our feet because it is under the feet of Christ. When we're in Christ, he is under our feet in our walk, in the manifestation of our walk. Even though things may come against us, you have authority over him and his kingdom and his cohorts, right? When we're in Christ, when we're humble before the Father, when we're walking in our redemption, the realities of our redemption. This is powerful, powerful stuff. So we've been brought back, made right with God through the accomplished works of Christ. You are right before God. God is not going to punish you now, or even when we're up there, even when we're before the Bema, before that judgment seat of Christ. The only thing we'll ever lose is rewards, not eternal life. It's go and read Corinthians. It tells you all about it in there. So we are now heirs with God, and now joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Powerful. Right, who are you in Christ? Let's see who we are in Christ. What does God's word say about who we are in Christ? Let's go to Galatians chapter 3 or first. So in Christ, and through Christ, and what he's done, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. You go and look at the curse of the law in Deuteronomy, you've been redeemed from that. All right, and the blessings of Abraham have come upon the Gentiles, right, through Christ. So when it says in Deuteronomy, I can't remember what chapter now, is it chapter 8, that we're blessed when we come in, we're blessed when we come out, we're blessed when we lie down, we're blessed when we rise up, we're blessed in the store, we're blessed in the basket. Those promises are ours now, today. That's powerful. But have you ever gone to those records? Have you ever read those things? Do we know the promises of God? We've got to find out. That's why that Bible is so important to you. The scriptures, the holy scriptures, which is God breathed by, and they were given by holy men of God as they spoke, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So, in Galatians 3:13 it says, Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. He took the judgment upon himself. Okay, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Romans 5:19. These are just powerful, powerful truths, and we've got to drive them in our hearts. Start to know these things. Start to rememberize these things, so that your mind is equipped and it's lined up with the Spirit of God. You're going to walk in power. No one's going to have one over on you. In Christ, I am righteous. Romans 5:19. For as by one man's disobedience, Adam and Eve, right, many were made sinners. Because of their disobedience, we were all born into sin, right? So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. So all those believe in Christ will be made righteous, just like we were back in the garden, before the fall. God puts everything back to its original state, and even powerful. Right, powerfully. Okay, Romans 3:24. In Christ, I am justified. We are justified, made righteous before God. Like we've never ever sinned, like we've never ever done anything wrong. The sentence that the judge was going to pass on you has been now put on Jesus Christ. He's taken your place in that. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by what? Work? Being justified by doing the right thing? No. Being justified by what? Faith. We have peace with God through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. You've got peace with God. And when you're in him, when you've got your mind renewed to the truth and you're walking by the Spirit, that peace is manifesting in your heart. You know, you can't go around and say, well, I've got peace. It's manifested in you. And then that peace starts to become evident to other people that you're walking in that peace, because you've got the Prince of Peace living in you. You've got the Holy Spirit in you. You've got Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is who you are. We've got to remind ourselves of this truth. We've got to get ourselves familiar and more so that we know it like the back of our hands. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9 says, much more than being now justified. We're not justified when we get to heaven. We're justified now by his blood, his sacrifice, what he done on the cross. We shall be saved from the wrath through him. We're saved from the wrath of God. The judgment that is going to be poured out at the end. Okay, we're saved from God's wrath. In Christ, I am sanctified. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And in verse 11. And it says, and such were some of you, but ye are washed. You're clean. But you are sanctified, set apart. But you are justified, made right. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God, what was poured out on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. God sent the gift of Holy Spirit, which was the beginning of the last days, by the way, as it says in Joel and as Peter quoted. Wonderful, powerful truths. In Christ I am as he is. As Jesus Christ is right now at the right hand side of the Father, where we're seated, actually, so are we in this world. But do we believe it? Are we walking in the reality of this? 1 John 4:17 says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. We can have boldness in the day of judgment. Not to be judged for our sins, it's already been judged in Christ, but for our rewards. How we lived our life, have we walked faithfully? What do we do? And the Bible says that our works will be tested by fire. And if any man's work should be burnt, the man himself shall be saved. It's for rewards, Bema. In Christ, I am God's workmanship. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, or as we've learned, masterpiece. We're the best. We're the best thing God's ever done in us. We're his masterpiece. Created in who? Not in our own effort, not in our own goodness. In Christ Jesus, unto good works. So there should be an application of this word and what God and the realities of who we are in Christ in our lives, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. God wants us to walk in these redemption realities. It needs to become reality in our life. But if we don't know what the word says, we're going to be condemning ourselves, we're going to be putting ourselves down, we're going to let other people put us down, we're going to let the circumstance control us, we're going to let our finances control us or lack of it, we're going to let other people control us because we don't know our authority. So it's just finding these babies out, see? Colossians 2:10. And listen, you can't argue with this if you believe the word of God. It says, and you are complete in him. In who? In Christ. Now let's walk in that completeness, which is the head of all principality and power. Wow. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says, who have delivered us from the powers of darkness. It's a done deal. We've been delivered from the powers of darkness and have translated or transported us into the kingdom of his dear son. You already belong to the kingdom through the gift of Holy Spirit. right? We have a heavenly citizenship. All those rights that are in heaven are here upon earth in us. This is our little colony of heaven. So we need to call upon the resources of heaven. We got it, and we can, and we should walk in that faith. We should walk like Jesus Christ, like he did. That's how he walked. He set the example for us to follow. He set a great example for us. And other men in the Bible walked like he did after him, like the Apostle Paul, like Peter. They'd done it. They had their challenges. But when they started to realize what was done for them, they started to walk in power. They started to walk in that authority and in that accomplished works of Christ. Colossians 1, so we are delivered. 1 Peter 2, so in Christ we are delivered. We're set free, baby. We're set free for these wonderful truths. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says, who, Jesus, his own self, bared our sins in his own body. He took your sins upon him and my sins on the tree, that we being dead to sin. Why? Because he's took it upon him, so we're dead to it, right? That's the truth. If he's taken it upon him, is it any longer ours? No, it's his. He's taken it off us. Should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. We are healed in Christ. In Christ I am prosperous and in health. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. It depends upon your soul prospering. It depends upon your understanding of what God's done for you, and then you walk in that reality with the Father, applying those truths of who you are, recognizing who you are, standing up straight with your shoulders back and not let anyone put anything on you, whoever they are, not even your minister. Right, you are righteous in Christ. You've been set free. No one's got a right to put any burdens on your back. Not even Christ does. He takes them off you. In Christ I am glorified. Romans 8:30 says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Wow. You've got to think about that one, right? That's amazing. In Christ I am a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, these realities living in his mind and his heart, he is a new creature or creation. See, we've got a new creation in us. Now we need to let it live in us. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. When we start walking in these realities of who we are in Christ, then that new man, we're a new person. People see the change. We see the change. We even feel the change. People see it and are blown away. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation. See, there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In Christ I am royalty. Hey, you're royalty. You're royalty, okay? 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You're not in darkness no more, guys. You're in the light, because you've been called. You are the light of this world. You are the salt of the earth. That's how God sees you. You've got to see yourself in the light of how God sees you, how Christ sees you, okay? Because we don't want to deny what he's done for us. When we don't walk in these realities, in a way, we're denying in our actions what he's done. So we need to learn these things and be reminded of them and build each other up with these wonderful words. Romans 5:17 says, if we're royalty, then we're going to reign as kings in this life, right? Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords. He's coming back as King of kings, Lord of lords. Romans 5:17. For if by one's man offence, death reigned by one, Adam, much more they which receive an abundance of grace, which is us, and the gift of righteousness, shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. That means not just conquer, but reign. Have the rule in action. When you're reigning, the king reigns. He has the authority, he has the power. We've been given the authority and power to live above this world, to live above the circumstances. See? So we can reign in life, not in our own strength, but by Jesus Christ. In Christ I am the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him," Jesus, "to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." When we're in him, we're as righteous as God. In Christ I am the body of Christ, and a member in particular. 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, "Now you are the body of Christ." So that means Christ is the head of us, we're his body, and we're members in particular, like a hand, a foot, a finger, an eyelash or an eyebrow or whatever, you know, like an eyelid, I mean. We're members in particular, right? And Christ is our head. So you belong to the body of Christ. That's the organisation you belong to, the body of Christ. In Christ I am seated in the heavenlies. Ephesians 2:6 says, when we believed and has raised us up together, in other words, with Christ, raised us up together and made us sit together with Christ, together in heavenly places in Christ. Everything comes through that man, the mediator between God and man. In Christ I have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And we're going to finish off here in Ephesians chapter 1. And just read these wonderful realities. See, we've got to let the word speak as well as us speaking when we're teaching these things. But the word says it. And we just need to come back to this and start recognizing who we are, what we have, what we can do, who we're going to be. And God will help us with these things. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through to 7 says, "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the" what? "Knowledge of him." God wants us to know. "Grace," God's unmerited divine favour, "be to you, and peace," and in that peace is prosperity, "from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." That's their hearts. For us to have peace, prosperity, long life, health and strength, energy, everything that was accomplished for us through the works of Christ. Okay. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have," that means past tense, "blessed us with all spiritual blessings," all the spiritual blessings in where? "Heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy, pure, and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved." We're accepted in the beloved. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to his riches of his grace." So, God bless you. That's what I want to share tonight.